When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time. We got a great side question going on. We have Dom's Money Melody for a spectacular prize coming up. And we have this ongoing situation that we've been monitoring with a woman shot to death by ICE in this incident happening in Minnesota in a residential neighborhood. And the crowd has gotten much bigger since I first started watching it earlier today on Fox. And again, I did not see, it looked to me to be almost completely ICE agents there, as opposed to ICE's job is whatever they're doing around illegals in one way or another. And then you would think, and this is what Fred Herron was trying to do. You know, maybe 2:30 if Fred is free for a minute or two, Henry, this would be a good day to get him on to explain this. And is Bucks County safer because you kicked Fred Herron out and you got rid of a program that all it did, and he'll lay it out in detail again in Bucks County, all it did was aid and abet this to be safe for everyone. But if you have ICE out there, I don't know, it looked like about a dozen of them, maybe 18 of them, you know, it's a little hard to tell from the footage, and they get surrounded in this situation. And then you have this incident with the car. Well, sadly, you're going to have more of this. Now, that doesn't mean the shooting will be adjudged to be correct, ultimately. But what it means is this shameful police commissioner I just saw, these cops that advance in these blue sanctuary cities are not doing their job. They're not aiding and abetting their fellow officers. So a lot of them just say no. We're going to let ICE fend for themselves. Now, you know what happens there? You can easily have more of these shootings, is what I'm saying, as opposed to the police disperse these people. They were not protesting. They were interfering in an ICE operation. That's a big difference. But it was chaotic. There's nothing. There's no line. There's nothing going on there. All right. So I'm coming to your calls. But first, we haven't spoken in a while to Senator Dave McCormick. A lot developing. This guy's a powerhouse. He is in the center of the political universe about what's going to happen next, particularly around all these big Trump initiatives. Let's bring in Senator Dave McCormick. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Dom. How are you, friend?
Very well. Thank you, too. Before we talk about Venezuela and all that stuff, nice piece by Selena Zito, talking about your end of the year report. You called it something else, kind of like a stockholders thing. And you were a busy guy. I like when we hear representatives put down actual facts and statistics. I think you made 185 stops or so, even though the session for the Senate was about 197. So what can you tell us about that?
Well, you know, for years, first of all, happy New Year. You know, for years, I was the CEO of a public company and then a private company. And every quarter, and certainly every year, you had to take stock. What did you promise? What did you deliver? What went well? What didn't go so well? And, you know, what are you going to do for the future? And so I thought I'd try to bring that same sort of accountability and transparency to the Senate, which is not common. And, you know, the big picture was we made a bunch of campaign promises. I had given my top 10, and there's a lot of good progress on many of those, whether it's closing the border or stopping the flow of fentanyl or making, you know, working families, putting them on a better path with no tax on tips or child care tax credit, things like that. There was a big set of transformation goals that I had laid out, particularly around energy innovation and AI and, you know, the big energy and innovation summit we did and the $90 billion of investment was a really critical step towards achieving that goal. And then I talked about the things that, you know, didn't go so well, which in the early days of taking the Senate office, we were trying to build a team and we weren't as responsive as I wish we could have been. You know, we've gotten our metrics down to now where we respond to every constituent within 2 weeks. But in the early days, it was tough to get that done. And, you know, there's a couple things that I would have done differently looking back. So big picture, I felt like it was a good year. We learned a lot. And, you know, as I've said to you many times, I feel like it's a real privilege to be able to represent Pennsylvania. And this was my opportunity to report back to the people that put me there.
Well, one of the big things that we shared together, and thank you, you came on my podcast devoted to this as one of the solutions, and that is the big, beautiful bill. And now we hit the ground with all that money. No money's free, but it's free that the public schools would be helped by it rather than hindered. What's your sense of the politics of this in 2026? Governor Polis, who is a Democrat, I wouldn't quite call him a progressive in Colorado. He is on some things. He has signed off on it saying he would harm his constituents if he didn't. Governor Shapiro has the ball right there. All he has to say is yes, and we're rolling.
Yeah. Well, I hope he does. You know, this was a huge step forward. It's the first federal program, and I co-sponsored this legislation to allow philanthropic dollars to be tax exempt and be dedicated to school choice, $1,700 per person, which is a huge thing. And it's just what you said, Dom. If we don't opt into it, what that means is that students in Pennsylvania won't get this money that'll be donated by Pennsylvanians and people across the country. And the great thing about this is it doesn't take a single dollar away from the public schools. It doesn't. This is all additional. And, you know, I wrote an op-ed, I don't know, a month or so ago in the Philadelphia Inquirer, which I was pleased and appreciated the fact that they were willing to publish it, that made this case. And the governor needs to opt in to have this opportunity. And, you know, listen, I know his politics are tough. The teachers unions are going to be opposed to this. But this is a no-brainer for the kids of Pennsylvania. And this is a real opportunity for him to show, you know, the strength to do something that's going to be great for Pennsylvanians. And so I'm hopeful that he'll come to that conclusion. I've been told by him and his team that he's considering it, and I hope he comes around.
You probably have a sense of this. My nugget of the year, though, as several sources reporting, we're spending $1 trillion or close to $1 trillion K-12 public schools in America. And I'd have to say, even where you are in Washington, you're a dollars and cents guy. When we start talking trillions, even senators, even some of the big spenders, that gets your attention. So certainly we're funding public schools enough, by and large, when it's $1 trillion.
No. But it's one thing to spend a lot of money and get good outcomes. But it's the worst of both worlds. We're spending an extraordinary amount of money and we're failing. Our schools, our public schools, are absolutely failing us. There was just a recent study that came out which showed that we're something like 28th in the world, Dom, among developed countries. We spend much more. It's just like healthcare. We spend much more and get much less. Our kids aren't able to do basic math. They're not able to write. Our schools are failing. And so what I say to, you know, my mom and dad are public school teachers, by the way, and I went to public schools. So I got nothing against public schools. What I'm against is failing. What I'm against is mediocrity. So the best way to make sure our public schools and all schools, charter schools, private schools, religious schools, the best way to make sure we get excellent education is to give choice – to parents and children, and to create competition. And this is fundamental. If you talk about, you know, what Republicans, what conservatives believe in, we don't believe in equality of outcomes. We believe in equality of opportunity. The best thing we can do for every American to give them the best shot at the American dream is to give them a great education. And right now we're failing our kids, and it's going to put our country in an increasingly challenged spot in a world where, you know, the pace of change is increasing every day.
So we're talking with Senator Dave McCormick. Senator, let's talk Venezuela, the biggest thing of the moment. First of all, you're a military guy at a very high level. You know, you could have been one of those people paratrooping in with this, the Delta Force. It is stunning that they were able to accomplish this in a much harder mission, given this guy was in a military compound. And I guess the only remaining answer, at least now, that is a legitimate question: what do we do next? What's your sense? What does Dave McCormick thinks should be the path here? Is it trying to get to an election, say, in 6 months or so?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I want to just echo what you said. What a remarkable military operation. I mean, I came away from the Iran operation thinking, my God, our military is magnificent. And I think even more so after this incredible operation. And, you know, the parallel here, I want to say just for a minute, Dom, is Panama. And I was in the 82nd Airborne when we deployed to Panama. I did not personally deploy to Panama, but part of my unit did. And this was a similar in the sense you had an indicted narco terrorist. You had a guy who had been indicted in American courts. 25,000 paratroopers and soldiers went into Panama, 10 days, 23 killed in action, Americans killed in action. We finally were able to get Noriega and bring him back to the U.S. for trial. And there was a Democratic majority in the House and the Senate, and they all stood up and said, George Bush, 41, did the right thing. Now here we are, Donald Trump does the same thing, 30-plus years later, and there's all this, you know, violating the Constitution, and there's no justification under war powers. It's complete political grandstanding, and this was an excellent mission, and the president had every right to do this to protect Americans and Pennsylvanians from the drug trade and to make sure that Iran, which is getting a lot of support from Venezuela, is not in our backyard. So let me start by that. The president said in his press conference, we're going to run Venezuela. And, you know, listen, I think phase two is going to be harder than phase one. And we should enter phase two with humility. And I think when the president says run, here's what I think he means. And I think he's got the right path. And this is what Secretary Rubio said. Number one, we got to stop Venezuela from being a transshipment hub. We got to change that. Drugs can't come through the cartels and through Venezuela. Number two, it can't be safe haven for Iran. It can't be a supporter of Cuba. It can't be a place that's giving refuge to China and Russia with Venezuelan oil. So it's gotta, and it's in our backyard. It's got to be a place that's aligned with America. Three, we got to rebuild. They have to rebuild the oil industry. It went from 4 million barrels a day in 1975 to 600,000 barrels a day now. If that can come back online, that's going to be huge for the Venezuelan people, and it's going to be great for energy dom. It's going to be great for the United States, but it's going to be great for Venezuela. And fourth, we got to get to a democratically elected Venezuelan leadership that's going to lead Venezuela into the future. And that's a lot to get done. I think what America has right now is an enormous amount of leverage to try to help get the leaders in place that are going to be able to do that. And it's not going to be a straight shot. And, you know, we're not going to have Jeffersonian democracy overnight. But we now have a path for Venezuela that would have been impossible had the president not had the courage to intervene and get Maduro out of there, who was an illegal, non-democratic dictator.
You know, you educated us on that because of your 82nd Airborne. I remember Noriega, but I didn't remember the number of Americans killed. So every time there was widespread approval of that, and I think arguably, looking back on it, Noriega was a menace, but Maduro, for the reasons you just outlined, certainly was a more global player. Why would we not then go in, particularly given how much better technologically and support and everything else, I guess, the military has for this type of mission?
No doubt about it. And, you know, it's one thing to go in and be able to take out Maduro. It's another thing to, you know, go into phase two and rebuild. And, you know, the president, you know, he's talked about this time and again. I think the big lesson, if you're watching this, if you're another country watching this, I think there's three big lessons, which I think are really good for America. Number one, that this military we have is remarkable, and everybody in the world has now seen that. Number two, listen, if President Trump says he's going to do something, you know, there's a decent chance he's going to do it. So there's not a lot of chest beating and threats that don't have the metal to that he doesn't have the metal to back up. So I think that's important, because you had Obama and Biden and lots of other people make lots of threats that they didn't carry through on. And, you know, a threat that you don't execute over time, you know, becomes becomes more of a problem than the actual threat itself. And I think the third thing is, you know, be on notice. If you're killing American kids with drug trade, if you're doing things that go against America's interests, put Americans at risk, threaten America's national security, beware. And I think those are good messages. Those messages to me feel a lot like what it felt like to be a soldier in the 82nd and a West Pointer when Ronald Reagan was there. You know, listen, strength. This is America's strength. This is America's going to protect its interests, advance its interests. And I am. So I'm proud the president was willing to take this step. And I think we got to, you know, continue to advance America's interests around the world, but do so with humility and discretion.
Senator, thank you. Thanks for a great year and a great year. And thanks again for the kids and parents. You were one of the driving forces to give them choice. It's about their education, but it's also about giving these parents who might not be of means a choice like wealthier people have.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Tom. Happy New Year. Look forward to seeing you soon.
Thank you. Senator Dave McCormick here on Talk Radio 1210.
Okay, now, Dom Giordano's show. We have more footage. And, Henry, I just saw another one. We have from we'll put it up on YouTube coming up. YouTube 1210.com/1210WPHT. This red vehicle with the woman who was shot, this is blowing up already in Minnesota. And you may remember what happened in Minnesota before. Remember the governor's wife, Walz' wife, kept the windows open. She could smell the tires burning, these maniacs. And the one shot that I see here, and this has almost become a narrative of what happens at these things. Apparently, it's a U.S. citizen, a white woman, and what she was doing with this red vehicle that ultimately they shot at her, she was blocking an ICE vehicle from leaving the scene. I'm not sure if they had arrested anyone or not. I mean, blocking them. And when the officer goes over to the car, he's grabbing onto the door. She floors it to get out of there. Now, in my viewpoint here, this, and we'll show it on YouTube coming up in a moment, she is not, you can't argue that she was trying to run him over. But when you get into these vehicle situations with a cop prying at the door and you floor it, he's on ice, she's on ice, anything can happen. We're going to see the rules of engagement here as far as what happens. Oh, now the police look like they're moving in. Yeah. Now they're sending the cops in this clown sanctuary city, and they're sending them in because they want to go after ICE. Now they're sending these cops in yellow uniforms, coming down there, the security scene and the rest of it. This state, this city has to be taken on big time. They weren't there in any way that I could tell to make it a less chaotic scene so that things like this could have been prevented. In other words, maybe if they were there, this woman would not have been able to block ICE. As far as the shooting itself, this is going to be Zapruder filmed. I've now see at least three versions of it. One was a camera phone. The other is this Fox outlet, not Fox News, but local Fox putting it on. And again, in fairness, initially, She's not trying to run the cop over, but she floors it with the cop holding on. They're both on ice, the vehicle and the cop. Okay? So we're going to see rules of engagement. We're going to see the law on this. We're going to see this play out, but the mobs are already there. And seeing these cops being forced to be a cop coming in now to secure the scene to go after ICE, it's just ridiculous that this is America. Rather than being there, they could have prevented this mob from creating a scene where stuff can happen, and now we have someone deceased. That's my analysis at this point. We'll give you Dom's Money Melody in just a second. And again, Bucks County, close by here. What are the rules of engagement there with this new sheriff? What are the rules with the police in each town? All these places proud of it. Are the cops going to aid ICE in the sense of just keeping law and order? A mob cannot storm ICE. That's illegal. That's what was happening here. Now, whether or not this shooting's going to be justified, you'll be seeing it. We'll play it for you. Pretty good angle from the local Fox station. We'll play that coming up. But first, it is time for...
It's Dom's Money Melody.
Where's all the money gone?
All right, we're playing today for a pair of movie passes to see the Sheepdog movie at AMC Neshaminy 24 Theaters in Bensalem, Pennsylvania. Sheepdog is a must-see. One of the best films of the year in theaters, January 16th, rated R. Go to sheepdogthemovie.com for details. All right, Henry, what do you have?
Yeah, Dom, I got a doozy for you.
Okay.
How about that?
All right, here we go.
Yeah, this will be a good one. Today on the side question, we are asking for, that all-time local news story around here. And famously, Eye of the Tiger is the only song about Philadelphia.
Okay.
That's a joke, obviously. So I'm going to play you Eye of the Tiger here today. But, of course, it's going to be a cover version sung in a different language. I want to know the language in which it's being covered. Yeah, this is a bit of a doozy. I mean, I'm going to give some good hints about it, but...
Okay.
Man, yeah. This I don't know how I stumbled upon this one. So, something about this country. They're currently at civil war. That's always a good sign when they're at civil war. And another big thing about them is their name. Their name was at the center of, I don't want to say controversy, but it was a topic of discussion on our beloved show Seinfeld at one point.
Me too. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. A certain
yes.
side character in the show went off and visited
yes.
this country.
Yes.
So I'm going to play you a song, the cover version from that country. I want to either know the language or the country in which it hails from. All right, let's take a listen. This country at Civil
All
War
right.
and
Civil
is mentioned
War.
In Seinfeld.
Think of a Seinfeld. Think of Elaine. I might give you a little bit more of a hint. We're not saying who the side character is. Think of that, and that'll take you toward it. 855-839-1210. Hit us with that. Coming up, too, we'll play you on YouTube the footage from this local Fox station there and see what you think. You can watch youtube.com/1210WPHT, and we'll get your reaction. As I said, the way that I view it, doesn't get fully to the heart of it. I'm zoning in on where were the cops to let ICE do their job. That's the story to me. And this is what happens when you have these sanctuary cities. 855-839-1210.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay per listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's Dom Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
That's exactly right. Let's hear the clue, and we're looking for the language, the country, really. Let's hear the clue. Okay, let's go to Steve in Alabama. Steve, what's the country?
Hello, Dom. Is it Ethiopia?
No, it is not. Let's go to Joanne in Langhorne. Think Seinfeld. Joanne, what's the country?
Hi, Russia?
All right, let's give another clue because they had a lot of stuff. We'll take it off air if we have to.
I mean, should I just say the character that went there?
Yeah,
I mean,
yes, yeah.
Elaine had to go deep into the jungles of this country to find her boss, Jay Peterman.
There you go. Rob on the road on Talk Radio 1210. Yeah. Rob, what's the country?
Hey, I think it's Myanmar.
Yes, it is. That's the whole Burma. And I still call it Burma, Myanmar. Yeah, great Seinfeld bit. Yeah,
yeah, and they still speak Burmese. That's what it's called. So,
I didn't know that.
Not Myanmar anymore, whatever.
All right, so we have more footage now. You go to the YouTube.com/1210WPHT, and here's footage. And I gave you my bird's eye view, and I'm looking. There's one other cop that was more in front of the vehicle. The scenario couldn't have been written better, in my view. You have a woman with a U.S. passport, again, that feels compelled to block the ICE vehicle with her vehicle. The cops get out, trying to open the door, and that's when she floors it and takes off. Now, you know, I'm watching it. I've seen several bits of footage. We can start to play it now, Henry. You can watch, and you can give me your reaction on YouTube. The cop is not directly in front of the vehicle, but when you're in a situation like this and someone floors it, this is, here's who, in no order, as we see this on YouTube at 855-839-1210, I don't see, and again, if they're there, they're certainly not there, these officers. Where are the police officers? This city, this mayor, this shameless police chief following this, and you're going to get the same thing in Bucks County. You elected this guy to be sheriff. You're going to get the same thing. If ICE has to come into Bucks County, they're basically saying, hey, now suddenly, in their nice yellow coats, we have all kinds of cops marching in, surrounding the vehicle, protecting it against ICE. And what's involved in here? This city, at least, I don't know about all Minnesota, it's like they've seceded from the country, and they're going to learn a lesson. Trump already on Truth Social going after this. Now, it's pretty cold out. When George Floyd happened, of course, it was much warmer. Are we going to see spasms of this stuff all over the place? I can already predict, stay away from downtown Philadelphia, the marchers and their already made up signs, they'll be out there. The counter, though, is America voted on this, and they voted to stop what we've seen in the testimony we played you today, the fraud that's involved in Minnesota, sucking up $9 billion. And the Democrats still trying to push back on that. Fox has talking about, they have a guy on essentially talking about, as I can see, peaceful protesters, you know, how much of this is peaceful or not. Almost none of it was peaceful. These are people trying to, they've been egged on. They're out there in the middle of the day. What kind of jobs do they have? To block ICE. They got word through to various networks that ICE is going to be raiding somewhere. It's a residential neighborhood. They show up, and this one woman was determined to block that. Now, being shot in this situation is going to be a matter of tremendous debate. Is this another Floyd, George Floyd? I don't think it's quite that. But given all the elements that are involved, and I can't even look at these cops. I'm sorry. And I realize they have to earn a living. They're in the Minneapolis Police Department. But the guy at the top, the chief, this is the causal element. If you're not there to control the crowd, you don't have to agree with ICE. You don't have to aid and abet ICE in their duty. But you do have to enforce the law. You cannot let a mob block them and cause chaos. Now, this happened in other cities, and thank God, no one was killed. To my knowledge, this is probably the first. Now, all of a sudden, oh, the cops are on the scene. They're towing cars out. Everything's official. The police tape is down. What a disgrace. Just a disgrace. And what is the motivation of this woman? That she feels in the middle of a day here on January 7th, her mission in life is to use her vehicle. And it's well after ICE seemed to be leaving the scene. They're definitely leaving the scene. I'm not sure if they had secured anybody or not. The initial point we started watching with ICE, it was unclear because there were so many people there trying to block them, et cetera, about what happened. But you've seen the footage, that the best footage that we've seen from this, not Fox News, but a local Fox, is better than the camera phone. It zeroes in pretty clearly. Then you got to make a judgment about shooting someone in this situation when they're fleeing. I can't say she definitively was trying to run him over as much as fleeing the scene of this after blocking and having a cop on ICE, and she's on ICE, holding on to the side of the car. And again, if you have police there to secure the scene, does this happen? No, it doesn't happen in my view, if you have enough cops there. All righty, 855-839-1210. We're coming to your calls. I'd love to get your reaction. If you've seen it, it's up on my Twitter. I reposted it at DomShow12, at DomShow1210. This, I don't think, is George Floyd. But given Minnesota, given this mayor, given the attitude, which is, no, we're not going to let you enforce the law. Given the, it's much worse to be an ICE agent now, much bigger target than even to be a cop. 855-839-1210.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, this is Dom. So, again, we'll sort out. It looks like, again, at Dom Show 1210, I reposted the Fox video there. And, again, why in the world does a woman, U.S. citizen, park herself there to block ICE when they come over to try to remove her from the car for that illegal act? She floors it and takes off and ends up being shot. So we're going to see, man, this ICE agent, I guess this would be any case it's brought. It's in the state of Minnesota. Here we go. It's going to be very difficult to enforce the law there, despite the hearings today, the corruption, the illegal behavior, the sanctuary city. My gripe, though, is with this police chief standing with the mayor who told ICE to get the blank out of Minnesota, get out of his city, etc. The chaos that we saw, and again, I didn't see 100 ICE agents out there. It's 15 or 20 maybe, pepper spraying or spraying them with mace. Some of these people that were blocking them, just walking up and chesting them even, from doing whatever they were going to do in this residential neighborhood. Even if you don't want to support ICE, how in the world don't you support the law that no one has the right, That's not peaceful protest, to block them when they're engaged in this. And then suddenly, though, when we're going to go after ICE, they came marching down the street like a dozen or so, cops in these all precise yellow jackets on. Now, all of a sudden, they're going to be there, the protectors of this. Look, I don't blame the cops per se, except the chief in this. But my God, this is, and they're claiming this is exactly what Trump wants. No, this is exactly the scenario they set up. And Bucks County, you voted for this. Fred Herron was working with ICE to make, and we'll get him on tomorrow, making it more secure to take people off the street and the infrastructure of helping ICE to know that, not arresting people themselves. That's up to ICE. That's their job. But it's your job, particularly when you see something like this, not to let chaos happen. Jonathan Turley and others talking about from this video, we'll see that the cops had body cameras on too. Here's my prediction. They will try to charge with murder. This is not a murder. Now, if the cop violated policy in this, or cops, I'm a little unsure, or acted in a manner that's, shall we say, for want of a term, negligent. All right. We're going to see a battle over that. But I predict the Larry Krasners of the world and in Minnesota, they'll come out of the woodwork to get the mob even more revved up. They're going to be looking at murder. They'll dox this guy. It'll be out there instantly. Let me go to Robert in Ben Salem on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robert, good afternoon. Have you had a chance to see any of this?
I've been paying close attention because I frankly have nothing better to do. And okay. I think that this is going to bode very badly for the Democrats in the midterms. And it all comes down to the midterms, Dom. Everything we talk about is,
exactly.
You know, how. And this is just going to be one of them things that people are going to look at this and they're going to say, I mean, come on, man, this is enough. But I didn't want to take a lot of time. I wanted to get right to my side answer. Because your other callers are so awesome. But I'm going to go with the Hitchbot.
We took that off already, Robert. Sorry. Do you have another?
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
That was my fault.
That's okay. Do you have another one, maybe?
Okay. Just the guy with the truck who started the fire on the I-95 is the only thing that pops into mind, but there's nothing distinctly Philadelphia about that it was with the Hitchbot.
Yeah.
So I'll pass and enjoy the show.
Thank you,
and
Robert.
And I'll talk to you tomorrow, brother. Yeah. You guys have a great day.
Yeah, that's why we took that off. It made it all the way from Canada.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. That's okay. We, you know, a lot happening here today.
Yeah.
Let me make sure I get one on here, too, that was a biggie. Michael in Wilmington. Then Mario, I'm coming to you. I think you've seen the tape or have a sense of it here. Michael in Wilmington. Hey, Michael, what do you have today? Hi.
Hey, Dom. Hey, my good sir. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year
to the staff and to your family. Yeah, it's great.
Happy New Year.
Great to talk to you again. Just a couple of notes on this Minnesota thing. You know, it was so predictable that this was going to happen in some ways. I mean, the tension and the vitriol that was going on, never want to see it happen to ICE when the law is being applied or to the police, but it just seemed like there was just something that was going to break. You know, you got Wallace resigning. You got Nick Shirley, you know, who's
right.
You played that video. He's out there making these videos. You got some Karen lady saying, these guys are ICE. And he's like, no, we're just YouTubers. We're not ICE.
Yep.
And they're calling those guys ICE. And meanwhile,
the protesters are flying the American flag, of course, upside down. Yeah.
Oh, man. It's so disgraceful. I mean, I can't even stand it. It's sickening. And, you know, meanwhile, just on a side note on that, until I get to my side answer, Avelo Airlines down here in Wilmington says we're going to stop deporting flights for ICE now. Even though we have record profits, we're going to stop flying people out on airlines for ICE, for deportations.
Check on that. It's an allegation, Mike. I don't doubt you.
Yeah.
But what airline is that?
Avelo.
The
small
Avelo.
Airline that that runs out of
ICE.
It just never ends. So to my side answer, Dom, I think this is a really good one for Philly. I know you've mentioned a few times back in 2005, our man and, you know, famous Philadelphian Joey Vento puts up, "This is America when ordering speak English." And this went like nationwide. I mean, lasted for a couple years, mm-hmm. all over the news, all over the newspapers. Just huge for Philly that finally had someone standing up saying, hey, if you want to order my product in a small cheesesteak store in Philadelphia, you got to be speaking English. You got to be. It was tremendous.
May he rest in peace. Just an all right up there with Frank Rizzo. Nobody a bigger character than Joey Vento. And that's right. And the sign was only 6 by 9 inches. All right. Mario in Camden, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Mario.
Hey, Dom. The first thing that popped into my mind is Lieutenant Michael Byrd of the Capitol Police.
Yes.
Shooting Ashley Babbitt as she was going through an already broken window with clearly her hands free of any weapons. She's 115 pounds. It almost seemed to me like it was a planned ambush to escalate what was going on outside.
Well, I would say this. I don't know about that. But you know what? We never fully had what I think Stephen's son, when he's been on with me, even has said, a full hearing on that. It was always shrouded. We didn't get to the bottom of it, without a doubt, Mario. No,
he was promoted to captain.
Yes.
And he retired with full benefits.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no time limitations on murder.
Exactly. Thank you, Mario, very much. We'll have more calls on this and lightning round coming up, too. And I'll give you a summary on this. But the crowd has gotten bigger. Now, it's cold out. It's obviously it's icy. It's snowing in Minnesota. I don't know that this is the intensity you get. But you watch. You watch in downtown Philadelphia tonight. Traffic blocked. The whole thing will start up around this. And the causal element to me on this is the fact, even if you're a sanctuary city, you can't ignore the law that says you can't have people getting aggressive, trying to block ICE from what their duly authorized mission is. There's no doubt about that. So that means the police have to set up some kind of, if you want to have protesters there, they have a right to protest. But this, all the footage we were watching had people trying to block them. And this woman gets it into her head that she's duty bound to block their vehicle when it's leaving. And we're not even sure if they had apprehended anybody. When they get out, then there's more chaotic scene. Okay. I'm predicting here and now, though, this mayor, this flunky police chief, the DA was probably a Larry Krasner type. Rather than looking at this, you'll see in the next couple of days, if they want to say this was violative of their directives, violative, it's manslaughter, let's say. Okay. I predict, just like Krasner, they're going to go for murder one or something close to it. That's what you're going to see play out here in Minnesota. So they haven't gotten the message. And to Robert's point, this is all about the midterms. And is America going to stand with this? Or are they going to stand with this defiance? Whatever happened with the woman, as I said, that's a matter of in court to take a look at the use of force here. Is this justified or not? All right, 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
One other note, in the middle of this, and we've talked about this before, just you know, for tomorrow. I mean, this is all-encompassing. President Trump issued an executive order banning these corporations from buying up tons of single-family homes.
Good.
Now, yeah, I'm on board with this. I got to see the nuggets of it. You know, they're skirting our capitalistic urges, but what they're doing inside the system is not capitalistic. So finally, they're listening here. They're taking action that's going to make single-family homes more affordable. Every single one of these corporations know exactly what they're doing. We'll have more details on that tomorrow. All right, let's go to Scott in Mount Laurel, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Scott, good afternoon.
Hey, Dom. You channeled your great Frank Rizzo early in the show when you said, W. Wilson Good. I could picture his voice saying it just like that. But my side answer, it was a huge story when one of the icons of Philadelphia, Julius Erving, it came out during Wimbledon that he had and he was known as Mr. Family Man, yeah, and always doing the right thing, that he had an illegitimate daughter that no one knew about that was in the semifinals at Wimbledon. It was a humongous story.
Yeah, Dr. J, remember that completely. Nothing like it when he was here, though, when he eventually came here. Joe in Exton. All right, you, Joe, what do you have today?
Oh, yes. Hello, Dom, and good afternoon. My noteworthy event is the time when the Polish Pope, Karol Wojtyła, paid a visit to Philadelphia and celebrated Mass atop an elevated platform on the square in front of the Free Library of Philadelphia.
Yeah, Logan Circle. Or is it Square? Logan Circle or Square? It's both, maybe. Yeah.
The Pope are we talking about?
This is Pope John Paul II.
Okay, I was going to say.
Yeah, no, that was not quite as big as Francis because we're in a different era. I covered Francis inside the lines and all. It was incredible.
Look at the music.
All right, so I have one in mind, maybe personal bias, but I'll see what you guys think, too. Maybe you have something persuasive here. What did you say?
So I'm going to go with Steve with the Eagles Court.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was quintessential Philadelphia.
Yep. I second Steve in the Eagles Court. I also liked Earl Ticone's answer of Mariano putting up on the ledge. I liked Michael Wimington's answer of no English, no service. I thought those were good answers.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. I like the Vento one, but I got to say, I think the Eagles Court was more quintessential of what people, and it's true, they needed it. So, that really tough call today. Really tough. All right. We're already lining up people for tomorrow. This is not going to go away easily. Go to my Twitter at DomShow1210. You'll be able to see the footage, the new angle of this. And again, that's one thing. But where were the cops to prevent this chaos from happening? And then suddenly, we see a flotilla of them march down the street to secure all this because of ICE. Care involved. I mean, it doesn't get any worse. And this was a residential neighborhood. Not sure exactly what's happening. All right, Rich will cover this and everything else next. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.